All right, welcome to this emergency podcast being recorded Friday afternoon, May 20th. We're going to publish this over the weekend for you. This is about the conclusion that China appears to be preparing for a land invasion of the United States. I just finished hosting the Alex Jones Show with my special guest, J.R. Nyquist, and he confirmed everything that we've been saying about this. Well, and also to give him credit, he is also the source for many of the ideas and conclusions on this, but he's also confirmed some other things that I'm going to share with you here today. For example, he's confirming that, yes, Russia and China are working together. This is something I talked about a couple of weeks ago in my podcast, The Situation Update. Russia and China are working together to take down the United States, which is their common enemy. And the way they're doing that is by Russia first launching this war in Ukraine. And then for several months, this would attract the military resources of the United States and NATO nations, which is happening. And then as soon as the U.S. and NATO send all their military equipment and hardware and personnel and everything, I mean, not all, but a significant portion, over to the Ukrainian theater of war, then China strikes the United States with a D-Day style land invasion, landing on the beaches of California and conquering the west of the United States in order to eventually take over the farmland regions of the U.S. so that China could produce enough food to feed its growing empire. Now, there are some shocking elements to this that came out of the interview I just did today. I'm recording this on Friday. And that is that, yes, China is absolutely expecting a collapse of its domestic industrial economy, because that's exactly what would happen if China goes to war with the United States. See, the minute China invades America or, you know, launches missiles, attacks America, then, of course, we're going to be in a wartime scenario. All of China's exports to the United States would be halted. That alone would devastate the U.S. economy. It would set the U.S. back years trying to reestablish supply lines, trying to rebuild any kind of manufacturing capabilities domestically, and many other things. But that's just the beginning. China is going to do that. Now, in doing that, China knows that it's going to suffer domestically with a collapse of its own domestic economy. But what came out in the audio leaks and the transcript of all of this, the talk from the war generals, is that China plans on using its military police state apparatus, specifically the Spec Ops forces of China's PLA, to quell any kind of uprising, which they expect in Guangdong and Shenzhen and other major cities, no doubt Beijing and so on. They're going to have uprisings all across the country because the people of China are going to be plunged into extreme poverty because of the sudden blocking of exports to the United States, you see. So the U.S. is going to be in extreme poverty for different reasons, not having the imports, not having supplies, not having, you know, a supply chain that functions, but China is going to experience economic devastation as well. But in anticipation of that, China is stockpiling food. They've been stockpiling corn for over a year. They've got at least an 18-month supply of corn and wheat and soy and millet and oats and other grains. They've got that supply. They've been buying it up all over the world, kind of like the way they bought all the PPE equipment in late 2019 and early 2020, right before the big, you know, COVID plandemic. So China knows what's coming. They've been stockpiling. The United States government has also been stockpiling. And this is why there is, you know, the government seizing the production of storable food companies, the government now using the Defense Production Act to seize food materials, claiming this is part of the infant formula crisis, right? The U.S. government now putting in place price controls for fuel as part of an anti-gouging law that's just been passed by the House that will be signed into law. And then they can just claim that anybody who sells gas at a price that the government doesn't like, that you're price gouging, and they can shut you down. But we are seeing in America wartime control being exerted over the domestic supply of food and fuel, and the same thing's happening in China. So both China and the United States are preparing for war, but the U.S. government won't tell its citizens to prepare for war. The citizens, the people, hear nothing of this, not from the corporate media either, because they're involved in this cover-up as well. Remember, the whole point of this, of the Biden regime, is to see America defeated, to make America weak. Whereas Trump was make America great again, Biden is make America weak enough to be invaded and conquered by China. And that's exactly what's happening. That's why, understand, in the 2020 election, the Democrats, they didn't care if they got caught. They knew that all they needed was to rig that one election, and then that would be it for America. Because without Trump there, Biden would just turn over the country to China. Biden would shut down the domestic oil supply. Biden would shut down the railways, or not 100% shut down, but impair them, which he has done. Biden would seize control over food and raw materials, which has already happened. Biden would cause a stock market collapse, which is underway. We're now 20% down from the highs. Biden would unleash the Ministry of Truth, which he did. His DOJ would try to criminalize conservatives and Christians, which they have. You know, the FBI running more ops, which they're doing. I mean, this is all like clockwork. So the Democrats didn't care if they got caught. They didn't care if they violated the law to rig the 2020 election. They just needed to rig it this one time to see America destroyed and conquered. At least that's their plan. And so now we face an imminent invasion from China. And J.R. Nyquist told me in the interview today that the invasion could happen as early as June or as late as November, but that's a time window that China is using to plan and carry out this invasion. And understand what I'm saying here, that this is described as a land invasion, a D-Day style invasion, where Chinese troops would storm the beaches of California. You know, they would just, I guess, start shooting the surfers and just waddle on in, and then they would start seizing the ports. But before that even happened, they would be using short-range rockets to nuke command and control centers. They would be nuking National Guard bases in California. They'd probably be attacking police stations with short-range rockets, again, launched from offshore. When I say short-range, I mean, let's say, you know, 100 kilometers or maybe 200 kilometers. That's considered relatively short-range. But they can launch those from ocean vessels, the containers that actually carry these missiles and rockets inside the containers. And they can launch them from sea. So this is all part of the plan. And this is all on audio, actually. And you can read the transcript to this. It is, it's all right there. Another thing that J.R. Nyquist told me today is that he's surprised they didn't do this sooner. He's been expecting this for a very long time, a number of years, because this has been China's war doctrine for a very long time. They have long planned to exterminate every living person in the United States and Canada and conquer North America for the resources, for the farmland, for all the things that China needs in order to grow its empire and be successful. I mean, from its point of view, they don't need the American people. Now, temporarily, they do need the Democrats who have been bribed and paid off, you know, like Senator Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and Governor Newsom and, you know, Democrats in the Senate. Of course, the Biden White House all paid off and blackmailed with Hunter Biden's dirt and massive kickbacks and bribery to Governor Newsom of California. We understand that $500 million has already been paid to Governor Newsom so that he would allow Chinese troops to land on the beaches of California. He would allow them to conquer California. And then from there, of course, you know, China would just make its way eastward. But China only needs the cooperation of these Democrats for a very limited period of time, after which China will just execute them. So people like Governor Newsom, you know, they think they're getting ahead. Oh, I'm rich, $500 million. And then, you know, he gets his head blown off by the Chinese as they're invading and killing everybody in California. They don't need Governor Newsom after they have a beachhead. They just needed him to cooperate temporarily, you know, to set this thing up. And he's already done that. So he's served his purpose to the CCP already. Now, think about this, too. China has, from their point of view, too many people and especially too many men. They need a way to dispose of men. What better than to feed them into the wartime meat grinder of war with America? China can send not just 1 million men and not just even 10 million men into combat. China can send 100 million men into combat. And even if China loses every one of those people, it's still a tiny fraction of the people they have. China knows that in the long run, their sacrifice of 10 million, 50 million men is nothing if they conquer the West and destroy the United States and gain control over North America and all the resources and all the farmland and eliminate the United States as their mortal enemy, you see. China knows this. China knows it very well. And in addition, in the documents, the transcription and translation, China talked about using drone swarms, using cyber warfare tactics, and having cyber warfare battalions, and using Huawei electronics manufacturing and microchip supplies and some other Chinese companies. They control telecommunications around the world. They control the networking. They are monitoring and surveilling the network traffic, the cell phone traffic, for example, all over the world. China is able to weaponize that information, leverage it, and use it against the West. They can use it against Canada. They can use it against the United States. They can use it against Western Europe. And of course, they're going to do that. This has been their plan all along. And the West just allowed it to happen. All the treason by all the Democrats and some Republicans who went along with China. You know, you think about the governors of states like Georgia just invited China in. And he's a Republican. But also Newsom, and of course also, you know, Brown in Oregon, and who's the governor of Washington. All these Democrats, I mean, Hochul now in New York and so on. It's just on and on. The treason never ends. And then there's the gun control aspect of all of this. Note that in California, you're not allowed to have a regular AR-15. You have to have a crippled AR-15, you know, where you can't swap out the magazines. You're not even allowed to own regular capacity magazines, which is a 30-round mag for an AR-15. Or, you know, 17-round mag for your Glock 17 or whatever you're carrying. You're not allowed to have those mags. You have to have 10-round mags. And then you have to have these special, like, crippled grips and so on. You're not able to put your thumb around the grip of an AR-15. It's crazy. But that was all done by Democrats in part to make sure that the people of California could not fight back against an invasion from China. Because China's got, you know, full auto military weapons. But then the people of China would only be able to defend with their weakened, crippled, low-capacity, you know, California-compliant AR-15s. Oh, that's why, by the way, one of the sponsors we have at Brighteon is a company called KaliKey, KaliKey.com, KaliKey.com. They make a drop-in replacement bolt carrier group that turns your AR-15 into a bolt-action rifle. And it takes just a few seconds to drop this thing in. You just pop open your rifle, pull out the old BCG, pop in this new BCG, and suddenly you have a bolt-action rifle. So it's California compliant, but of course, check your local laws. Make sure that you are compliant wherever you are. But in this way, you could still, in time, you could access a replacement normal BCG, you know, when China invades, and you could pop a normal BCG back into this rifle, converting it back into a normal AR-15, which is still a semi-automatic rifle. But the Cali key allows you to go bolt action until the invasion hits, you know, where you can still own your rifle and even transport it legally. But again, check your local laws. Make sure you're compliant with California's anti-gun police state. Unreal. I wonder what all these Democrats are going to think when the Chinese start unloading, you know, 500,000 troops on the beaches of California. Are the Democrats going to welcome them with open arms? Yay, the communists have arrived to save us from the conservatives. I wonder how long they'll think that before they get shot in the head by the Chinese troops. Just a curious question right there. Because it's an invasion. And there's going to be rockets and artillery and everything falling all over California's cities and military bases, you know, before the invasion, to kind of soften up the U.S., which doesn't take much softening up to soften up California. That's the softest state in the nation. They're so soft as the soy boy softies over there. They're not going to put up any fight at all. In fact, China could easily conquer California by just making sure its troops are waving an LGBT flag, and then like 80% of the Californians would just welcome them. Oh my God, it's the tolerance army from, it's the tolerance communists. They've come to save us. They're pro-trans. And of course, the Chinese military is not pro-trans. They are so anti-trans, they'd probably kill trans. But then again, they're going to kill everybody. You know, everybody who's not with them. But geez, this is going to be a shock to the psyche of the people of California when they realize how wrong they were to oppose gun rights, and to oppose Trump, to oppose the Second Amendment, and all their anti-American rhetoric. What's that going to get them when they're dead and dumped in a mass grave after the Chinese troops shoot them all or blow them up with artillery or nukes or whatever the case may be? It's going to be a wake-up call. But a lot of them will just be dead. They'll never wake up. I guess it'll be a dead call. But that's the situation that's shaping up, folks. Now, surely this could still be stopped. It's not 100% guaranteed this is going to happen. There are many scenarios where this could be halted. Maybe America, I don't know, launches nukes against China first or something. Maybe somehow Biden gets taken out of office and Trump is put back in. I don't have any faith that that's going to happen, but maybe it could. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a mass uprising of Congress and they just say enough is enough. We got to defend our country. Maybe there's a military coup against the Biden regime. Perhaps, you know, at the last minute, like, we're being attacked. We have to defend America. We swore an oath, right? Maybe there's an uprising inside the military. I don't know. But unless something happens along those lines, we are probably screwed. America will be easily conquered by China, or at least the West Coast. Now, how far they make it eastward is anybody's guess. I'm pretty sure, you know, rural Washington's going to put up a fight, rural Oregon, even rural California for that matter. And then, well, when they get to Nevada, there's going to be a lot of armed citizens in Nevada and Arizona and Wyoming and Idaho and on and on. I mean, they're going through some rugged country there. There's a lot of armed citizens, a lot of hunters. There's a lot of veterans and former cops and active duty soldiers and cops and SWAT team guys who are just going to go to town on these Chinese troops to the best of their ability, because now you're defending the homeland. But understand, your enemy is not just the Chinese. Your enemy is the Biden regime that went along with them. Your enemy is the governors like Newsom that are complicit in all of this. Your enemy is everybody that went along with China to make sure that the invasion could happen. So there's going to be a large-scale war in America. And it's, I tell you what, you're not going to have any shortage of enemies to confront, that's for sure. But get prepared now while you can. Pray for America. Pray for intervention. Maybe God shows up here. Maybe Jesus pops out of the sky and stops all this and destroys evil. I hope so. But you better not count on that as your life-saving strategy right now. You need to also get prepared. So thank you for listening. Get ready. Check out my new downloadable free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. That's at resilientprepping.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.